Welcome to Missing the Mark, where we look for meaning in strange places. I'm Christopher.
This video is a little unusual in that it is actually addressed to particular people, specifically to lack of belief atheists. Obviously, everyone else is welcome to watch it, but please bear in mind the intended audience when I use second-person pronouns. Dear lack of belief atheists, I'd like to inform you that I'm not your father. I am not raising you, nor am I telling you how to behave. I am not telling you that you must believe in God if you want to live under my roof. You don't live under my roof. I'm not telling you that you must go to church on Sundays as long as you eat my food. You don't eat my food. I'm not telling you that you must treat the Bible with respect because I brought you into the world and I can take you out of it again. I didn't bring you into the world. I wish you well because you are fellow creatures of God, but past that, I don't care what you do with your life. You don't need my permission to live your life as you see fit. But just to be very clear, since a surprising number of people seem to not realize this, I'm going to give you my permission anyway. You officially have my permission to not go to church. You have my permission to not believe in God. You have my permission to go to hell, if you want to. I'm not going to ground you for a month if you do any of these things. I'm not going to take away your iPhone. I'm not even going to yell at you. So, please, stop huddling in the corner, whimpering about how you haven't done anything, and you didn't hear me, and you didn't say anything, you just lack a belief in God. You live your life as if God doesn't exist, and we both know it, so there's no point in lying to me to try to get out of your punishment. I don't have a punishment for you. In short, please stop wasting my time and yours by telling me about what you haven't thought. I don't care. I'm happy to talk with atheists who have actual beliefs, because they have something to say about the world, and not just about themselves. And just so you know, I'm not going to ask them if they can prove that God doesn't exist. I'm interested in discussion, not dime store skepticism. Now, just to head off a few common responses. In case you're inclined to tell me what I have to do in order to earn your respect, I don't want your respect. In fact, if I had your respect, I'd wonder what I did wrong in my life. And don't bother telling me about how it would all be okay if I just kept my religion to myself. You don't keep your irreligion to yourself. I object to your irreligion affecting government policy more and with better reason than you have to object to my religion affecting government policy. Anyway, this is irrelevant if we don't live in the same country and state, and if we do live in the same country and state, this is irrelevant because we have voting. We don't all have to agree. Until next time, may you hit everything you aim at.